about the term Anglo? What does that mean?
White.
Okay.
English.
And what would you call people from the country? Any terms, derogatory or not? Country people?
Well, hicks, possibly.
Okay. And if you're not rich, you are?
Poor.
All right. Any names for poor people?
Trash.
Okay. Let's see. And maybe you could clear this up, distinction between ranch hand, sheepman, cattleman, hired hand, all of those terms. Hope, cowboy.
A cowboy can be a rancher, too. He can own his land and be a cowboy. The hired help that he gets is a cowboy. And they have possibly nothing but their saddle, maybe, and their bedroll. But they may have their horse. They may have any degree there. A sheep man owns his sheep. A sheep herder is generally, well, here there's been a lot of Basque and Spanish that did the herding. But a lot of them don't herd anymore.
And a cattleman?
Cattleman is one that raises cattle.
That'd sheep. Be like a rancher.
Yeah, a rancher would have to have a ranch. Of course, now, there's many a farm that has cattle now. So it doesn't have to always be a ranch.
Town owns them too.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Any terms for miners or any terms you might have, other terms you might have for ranchers, cowboys? Did you ever run into any miners around here?
No. We don't have miners. They're all down there. Well, we did have over at Thermop, but they've cut them out, and the miners are down
honkies.
Around.
Honkies.
What?
You used to call them honkies.
Honkies.
That's what they call them? Okay. And let's see. The mother of Jesus was?
Mary.
And the wife of Abraham was?
Sarah.
Okay. You ever heard the term jackleg?
Oh, that's a Jack Mormon. That Jack Mormon. No, I didn't hear the Jack Leg, but they do call people Jack Mormons.
Okay, and so a Jack Mormon would be
one that wasn't very active.
Oh, okay, great. And another word for attorney is
lawyer.
Okay, and the person who presides at a trial is a
judge.
Okay, now I get to do a little acting. Body parts here. This is
hair.
And this is an
ear.
Two of them are
ears.
Okay, and if I don't shave for a couple more days, I'll have
stubble. A beard.
Okay, and I talk out of my
mouth.
And one of these is a
tooth.
Two are
teeth.
And this is my
neck.
Okay, and I have
throat.
A sore. Okay, great. And this whole thing is a
leg.
And two of them are
legs.
All right, and where bones meet would be a
joint.
And let's go through some of those. This is my
wrist, elbow, shoulder, hip, knee, joint, ankle.
All righty. Wow, that's fast.
And you're trying to find out you got a few more.
Okay, and this right here inside
the
my
arch.
Shoe, inside my shoe is my
arch.
Okay, and the whole thing.
Instep. Oh, foot.
And two of them are
feet.
All right, and this is my
stomach.
Okay, and if you were sick, maybe didn't feel well, you'd say, I'm sick, in reference to your stomach. If you felt like you were going to maybe
vomit.
To lose your lunch, you'd say, I'm sick to or add.
Sick in my stomach?
Okay, so
sick.
Which would you say? I'm sorry, I polarized this.
I don't know.
Would you say that? I'm sick at my stomach? Or to or in or?
I'm sick in my stomach,
okay.
I imagine. Yeah.
All right, that's great. And let's see. The opposite of weak is?
Opposite of weak? Oh, strong.
Okay.
I thought you said the E-E-K.
Days of the week, okay. Yeah, are there other terms for strong that you might use?
Forceful?
To describe somebody's physical build, I guess.
Active.
Okay.
Muscle.